Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process. Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Choi, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great, and I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the holiday of Thanksgiving. On November 24th, 2016, we will discuss the importance of gratitude and the process of becoming divine. Listen as Swami explains the value of food in human development and how to keep it in perspective. Like attracts like, and two things can't occupy the same space at the same time. Pray on prana and get the best return on your efforts. Nothing delivers like the life force. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and help bring peace to the earth. So, Swami, what I thought I would do is I would just talk a minute or two about some history about Thanksgiving. So, Thanksgiving Day is a celebration of giving thanks for the harvest and blessings of the past year. It's a day of giving thanks to God for His many blessings and expressing our gratitude for friends and family members. This is a holiday that's celebrated in the United States. Thanksgiving Day dates back to the Reformation period and is accompanied by prayers, special ceremonies, and feasts. Thanksgiving is observed on the fourth Thursday in November of each year. And so people will remember, if they've forgotten, in the year 1621 was the very first Thanksgiving Day feast that the Plymouth colonists had with the Wampanoag Indians. So, Swami, let's talk about, in our summer we said that you would explain the value of food in human development and how to keep it in perspective. So what does that look like?
Well, Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful. And the whole thing is to have this hierarchy of needs, things that are essentially important to sustaining our lives. And so when you outline this hierarchy of needs, you find that food is really pretty low on the chain, that your number one life-sustaining force is what we call prana, the life force. And putting that in its position of importance is of the utmost importance, because one of the things that you find is that to put a lesser God in a position of importance of a greater God creates a failure force in our reality. And that's one of the reasons why we say thinking right is so important in Kriya Yoga, because thought is really your number one life-sustaining force. That thought is to prana as water is to drinking, as food is to eating. And so the more we understand how to prioritize our needs and to put this number one life-sustaining force in its position of importance is fundamental in development, because what we're really trying to do is create this association of the feeling of being happy with the availability of what we really do need. Because one of the things that we always say is that we don't come in with that programming, that our bodies actually are looking for food, mother, and approval. And that's our original state of consciousness. And to change those reward circuits in our brain, to change those neurological pathways, is how the human being begins to grow psychologically and spiritually. And so a big part of doing that is putting food in its perspective, putting it in its place of importance in your value system, in your reality system, so that you are more accustomed to using what you need to produce the feeling in your body that you're happy. And happiness is just really a state of mind. And this whole thing of gratitude for what we have should fuel happiness. So the whole thing is internalizing the image of what you really do need and having that trigger the feeling that I'm happy because I have this very precious resource. And when we start to do that, I think it changes how we approach these holidays, because for a lot of us, it's all about the food. It's really what we're craving, is what we are looking forward to. And we're kind of giving this concept of God the glad hand and lip service while we're just waiting to, you know, dig into whatever it is that we use to produce the feeling that we're okay.
It does seem like a lot of people out there are already stressing out about having the time to prepare all this food, you know, for the upcoming holidays, and people are planning to be, you know, cooking, you know, a day or two even before Thanksgiving in preparation and doing all the other things that come along with having, you know, family and friends over and, you know, the cleaning of the houses and the yards and the, you know, whatever else that there might be. And then forgetting about what you always say is, and that is, why aren't we celebrating this, you know, our next breath and having that sense of gratefulness and gratitude for having that next breath.
Yeah, and that comes back to what I had said originally. Well, we don't come in with the programming. So part of it is that we are kind of being true to ourselves, because that's the pattern that we come in with. We do look for food, mother, and approval for validation. But the unfortunate thing is that keeps you stuck in a regressive cycle. It keeps you attached to a source of sustenance that is very limiting. And you are drawing from fear and limitation. You're drawing from the realms of suffering and decay. And if like attracts like, look at what's happening. We are attracted to a dimension of reality that is keeping us stuck, keeping us psychologically and spiritually small. And so the whole intention of initiating a progressive cycle requires us to change the symbol that we use to produce the feeling that we're happy. And of course, these holidays should really be an opportunity for you to strengthen your connection with the sources or the forces that are really important to us, rather than indulge ourselves in the dimension of reality that is keeping us stuck in this regressive pattern.
I love what you said earlier when you stated that gratitude fuels happiness. I think that's a great phrase, and I think that should be on a t-shirt. I mean, that's wonderful. You know, if you really examine all that, and it's being grateful, let's just say, for that next breath, and you use that, you know, for the symbol of feeling happy, that's really all you need.
Well, I mean, and that's no pun intended, but what you're basically trying to do is use what you need, what we really do need, to produce that feeling that we're happy. But that would put you in sync with the secret to life. That's basically what all scriptures are telling us to do on a very fundamental level. It's just that we don't really interpret it that way. And so as a result, the holiday revolves all around the food or what we're putting in our mouths or the beverages that we're drinking. And we don't really have attention for these more subtle resources that are really far more important and should be far more important to us. But because we don't have the leadership to teach us how to become addicted to what we really do need, we stay addicted to these lesser important resources. And it continues to perpetuate problems in our lives because that's just the nature of the beast. Draw from fear and limitation, that's what you become. Draw from truth and wholeness, and that's what you become.
It does seem like we've come away from what Thanksgiving was really all about, and what I had said after the summary is that the Thanksgiving day is a celebration of giving thanks for the harvest and the blessings of the past year. Now, I remember when I was a child growing up, every time we had a meal as a family, you know, somebody said prayer and always gave thanks for the food that was on the table. We did that every day. We didn't wait for Thanksgiving. But it seems like that phrase of giving thanks seems to have been eliminated from our day-to-day living. We can give thanks to a lot of things, but I think it's something that we don't do consciously anymore.
Yeah, and I think where it really starts to fall apart is that we give thanks to God for the many blessings. So in other words, we're attached to the things that we're getting, but we're missing the simple fact that we are attached to the life force. And we're not giving thanks for that, our connection with the life force. We've created this kind of illusion that God is the one that provides us with these lesser important essential needs. And there is something that is lost in translation there, where we say you should really pray, P-R-E-Y, on prana, that you should really be indulging yourself in the availability of your number one life-sustaining force and not giving thanks to this kind of imaginary image for all of the things that we're using to validate ourselves. So I think that's a big thing that we want to try and change.
I think that may be difficult for some people to grasp because they do feel like they have to They have to give thanks for the blessings that they have received, thinking that, like what you say, people think that God is a person and not this life force that's sustaining them right now. So I think there is that breakdown. I definitely agree with you on that. But I do think it's almost about that time we need to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll be back with you in a few moments.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Starting with the separation from mother, including the labors and tasks of the hero and the return as a whole person. Practice makes perfect only when practice is whole. Kriya Yoga is a path of action, knowledge, and devotion.
Samadhi, or total consciousness, is experienced by knowing and doing with devotion. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you are listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So we are talking about Thanksgiving and talking about that it's really not about the food, although I think that's what we're conditioned to do with the TV commercials and so on and so forth, is that I think we're conditioned to think that that's what we have to focus on, is this bountiful table full of food. And when I think about that, Swami, I was reminding myself about this movie that Tom Hanks was in, and then he was a survivor on this one island, and then when he came back and was rescued and came back to the United States, they had a party for him in his hotel room. Well, he wakes up the next morning, and what he looks around and he sees are like all of these platters of food that wasn't eaten, you know, trays and trays and trays of food and drinks and things like that, and he's looking around, looking at all this gluttony. So I think about that sometimes when I think about, you know, people preparing all this food for Thanksgiving, and really, how much food do you need?
Yes, the whole thing of waste, and maybe overindulgence in a resource that really shouldn't be in that position of importance. And I think that's a big thing that starts to happen, is that the whole concept of eating emotionally starts to happen. So you're using food as a symbol to produce a feeling in your body that you're okay. And what you're trying to do is satisfy an insatiable craving at that point. Because how much turkey can you eat? How much apple pie? How much pumpkin pie can you eat before, you know, it starts to get to the point where it doesn't even feel good anymore? And part of that is what drives that is this insatiable need for validation, that our physical bodies, we live in fear. We live in chronic anxiety. That's just part of the makeup of the nature of the beast, that we're going to die, we're supposed to die, but we also have instincts, appetites, for preservation and survival that kind of drive us. And the problem with the physical body is it has all the power of preservation and survival, but it has no vision. It's blind, and we can internalize anything as a symbol that we use to produce this feeling that I'm okay. But we live in chronic anxiety. And if you cross-examine it, if you internalize the right symbol to produce the right feeling in the body, then you start to put life-sustaining force number one, thought, in a position of importance that it warrants, and you start to put life-sustaining force number two, breath, in its position of importance, and now you can start to indulge yourself. And it won't be disruptive to the mind-body complex. You're not internalizing something that's going to make you overweight or become sluggish or become dependent upon something that isn't really giving you the results that you're looking for.
It's like you say, I mean, eventually things like that will start to let you down. I mean, it can only sustain you for, you know, a short amount of time, but then eventually you end up realizing that there is something missing. And it seems like, isn't it interesting that it seems like like anytime people want to get together, it's always like, well, let's go out for a cup of coffee. Let's go out for lunch. Let's go out for dinner. I mean, it seems like in order for us to commune with other people, it has to be centered around something that we have to ingest. We have to put into our mouth. It always had to be centered around a drink or food.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's all part of our conditioning. It's all part of the programming. It's all part of our socialization. And these are all things that can be easily changed. And you can change the pattern of your body. You can reprogram your body. And this is something that I'm really grateful for and spend a lot of time in Thanksgiving for, is the simple fact that I don't have to be controlled by forces that are beyond my scope of power. I don't have to give my power away. And I don't have to be controlled by these substances, circumstances, or situations. That I can actually change how I think and how I feel just about anything.
Yeah, and isn't that important? Just like you say, change how you think about something, and then that really opens up so many possibilities. So we know that there's going to be a lot of families out there, a lot of homes, and they're going to be praying before their Thanksgiving dinner. So if you were to say the perfect Thanksgiving prayer, what would that sound like? What would your prayer on Thanksgiving sound like?
Well, I think for me it would be that I would show gratitude, I would express gratitude, I would be grateful, and I would acknowledge and recognize the availability of my next breath. And by taking the breath, I would start to indulge myself in something that was even purer, more powerful, and more sacred, this life force. Something that is, even though it's invisible and intangible, it is what is animating my physical body. And to have a sense of connectedness with that, and to have a sense of gratitude for the availability of that, to me, requires your ability to pray. And that's P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y, on the life force. So that being spiritual now, you are not abstaining from food and drink, but you are indulging yourself in these more subtle resources. But what's not being sacrificed is the feeling of happiness, this feeling of being good enough, this feeling of being connected to something that is actually taking you beyond just gratification of a craving. Because that's what I think is very different about this genuine feeling of eternal happiness as opposed to these lesser feelings of worldly happiness or intellectual happiness. That intellectual and worldly happiness are insatiable cravings. You get what you want, you become rapidly dissatisfied, you want more. Or you get what you want and you live in chronic anxiety for fear of losing what it is that you have. That the whole thing is really tainted. Whereas when you're using what you need, what you really do need to produce this feeling that you're happy, this feeling starts to evolve. It's not just gratification of some desire, but it actually is evolving into bliss, wonder, awe, because you're drawing from a different resource. It gives you a different return.
You had talked earlier, you were talking about like the skillful uses of thought and breath, and well, let's talk about the skillful use of food, since we know Thanksgiving is coming up, and obviously as we've been discussing already in the show, that food's going to be a major part of this holiday. So how can we best approach, we have the prayer down now, so how can we best approach our skillful use of food for this day?
Well, I definitely think that you want a diet that you can absorb as much nourishment from what it is that you're ingesting. That skillful use of food, to me, really requires a little bit of education about just how can I assimilate as much nourishment from what it is that I'm putting in my body. And one of the things that is recommended in the practice of yoga would be your primary source of nourishment would be foods that get their nourishment from the sun. So basically your primary source of nourishment would be fruits, vegetables, grains, seeds, nuts, and legumes, which kind of means that you really don't have to kill a turkey in order to celebrate this particular day, or any day for that matter, that you can get plenty of nourishment from foods that get their nourishment from the sun. And another consideration with regard to eating is how you're going to combine those foods, because certain enzymes that are used to break down, say for example, carbohydrates, are different than the enzymes that we would use to break down proteins. And so combining your foods in a way that you're able to chemically break down the food so you can assimilate and absorb as much nutrition from them, I think can be something that you might want to consider. And just because you're not eating traditional foods that are typically high in fat, sugar, and salt, that you start to acquire a taste for real food, that you find that real food is more than satisfying, and especially when you're not using it or become addicted to it.
That's interesting that you said that, because I had a conversation with one of our yoga students, and she was saying that, you know, she had stopped eating sugar, and then she was eating something, I think it was a cracker or something like that, and then she could not believe that she could taste the sweetener. She didn't check the package, and of course it had been pre-sweetened, and then she of course looked on the package, and oh my God, there it was. It had sugar, you know, some form of processed sugar in there. But it is interesting that when you don't eat that, if you don't eat sugar, and then all of a sudden you have something, then you really do acquire this taste for wholesome food.
Right, because whether we realize it or not, these high-powered foods that are high with sugars and salts, our body's actually insulating itself from it. We're actually defending ourselves from what it is that we're putting in our bodies, and we're producing mucus, and it kind of desensitizes your taste buds. And so when you eliminate the mucus and all of a sudden your taste buds become a little bit more sensitive, then you can start to taste real food.
Mm.
And you find that it's more than satisfying.
Well, I think you've really laid out a great plan for us for this next Thanksgiving holiday. So it's about that time. I think we need to start closing down our program. So, of course, the listeners, I'd like to invite you out there to visit our website, which is www.ipdtransform.com. And once you're there, you can post comments about this show or any ideas for future shows you may want us to consider. You can continue to follow Swami on Pinterest and Twitter, and, of course, there's on Facebook. But you can keep those comments and questions and curiosities coming, because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. So be sure to tune in next week. I'm sure we'll have another great program for you. And like I said, you can always email me questions about this show or any other shows. So Swami, do you have any other final thoughts or comments or curiosity is about our discussion today about Thanksgiving.
Well, I would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and encourage them to maybe just experiment a little bit with what we're talking about here of just elevating the things that are really important to you to a position of greater importance, and just to see if you can start to make yourself happy with what you really do need. And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.